One key term that has been worked out is the money. The stadium's estimated cost is $1 billion, $800 million of which will be paid for by the Falcons and other private donors. The remaining $200 million will come from the city's hotel-motel tax. Under the deal, the Arthur Blank Foundation and the city's economic development arm will make a $30 million investment in the English Avenue, Vine City, and Castleberry Hill neighborhoods. The deal also calls for the Falcons to spend $50 million in infrastructure costs related to stadium construction. What hasn't been worked out yet is the location. There are two under consideration. A southern location would require reaching a real estate deal with the longstanding neighborhood church. The mayor said if that deal can't be worked out, the parties will consider a northern location.
Because we're not going to force this deal. If we can't get an agreement where both sides feel very good about the transaction, then we will move to the north side.
Governor Deal came to the press conference today to lend his support. Although it looks as though the proposal will not need the approval of the General Assembly, the city council will have to sign off on it. Reed declined to give a timeline for when the proposal will be presented to the council or for when they might cast a vote. Martha Dalton, WABE News.